Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, BTN listeners. I thought before we would get into today's show, as I'm sure all of you know, what happened in Paris just a few days ago. Personally, on myself, and I'm sure everybody here at BTN, I just want to give our thoughts, our condolences, our prayers to all the people of France, all the people that were involved in the terrorist attacks in Paris on Friday. I know it really hit home to a lot of us here at BTN. We, of course, have so many listeners for the British Tech Network that are, of course, in Paris and all over France. And we also know a lot of people there, too. I just wanted to let everybody know there that you are definitely in our thoughts, and we stand with you 100% of the way. We love you, France. So with on that note, shall we get into your Monday edition of the BTN News Show? Yes, indeed. Welcome to your Monday installment of the BTN News Show. I am your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It is the 16th of November, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend in around 5 minutes. Well, people in Turkey aren't feeling probably very gobbly-gobbly this morning because they have blocked all access to Reddit under the new controversial censorship law. Users said they were unable to access the social media site over the weekend, and as of now, yeah, it's still in effect. An official government site actually confirms the ban, and they actually say, just with a generic message, after technical analysis and legal consideration, administration measures have been taken for this website. And that's all based around Turkey's internet censorship law, known as the Internet Law number 5651. That's where they can ban websites and block internet content for a handful of reasons. Sorry, Turkey, that your Monday is not starting off so well for you. Hopefully, with the power of the people, the mess will get cleaned up somehow. Hey, you interested in that OnePlus USB Type-C cable? Well, a Google engineer saying, don't buy it! It's a Google engineer who's actually currently working on the Pixel C laptop is warning people about the smartphone maker's OnePlus USB Type-C adapter. He actually says, don't buy this USB Type-C adapter for your Chromebook, Pixel, or your Nexus phones, because it uses the wrong identifier resistor. He also went on to say in his opinion that the OnePlus USB Type-C cable is not spec compliant, and he doesn't recommend anyone buy it if you're using a Google product. So what are you supposed to do about your cable woes then? Well, nothing right now, because every single one that's available, none of them are spec compliant. Any bets Google's got a cable in the works they want you to buy? Any takers? Well, as we all know, iPad Pro is out there in the wild now, and most people are talking about that speedy A9X chip inside of it, saying that it's a desktop-class processor that actually fits inside a tablet. However, though, don't believe those benchmark tests that show the iPad Pro outperforming an Intel Core M processor. According to Patrick Moorhead, who's actually a highly respected analyst with a strong background in chips, talking about the ones on your motherboard, not the ones you eat, says that the Geekbench, who's done a lot of these tests, is a synthetic mobile benchmark. The benchmark code is more like mobile application code than it is a desktop code, saying that the Geekbench test for the A9X versus the Intel chip is like comparing apples and oranges. Although he did say that Apple has managed to create a powerful tablet chip with a processor that addresses the ARM instruction set and graphics component that utilizes PowerVR technology. So no, it's not a complete leap forward, but it's better than we were. So to sum it up, if you're looking to do high intense things like you used to do, I don't know, say on your Mac Pro or your souped up Windows machine, you still might be better off with those two things. After all, it's still a tablet, just a little bit more powerful one. And finally, this goes out to all our Zune lovers out there. Come on, all five of you, put your hands up. Unfortunately, it's a sad day for you because your Zune is retiring. That's right, all Zune services as of today will be no more. You're no longer going to be able to stream or download content to your device from the Zune music service. Why? Because it won't be there anymore. But Microsoft does reiterate, saying that your devices will still function as music players and any MP3 content that you own, you can still stick on them. That is, as long as they're not DRM protected. Why? Well, because that license probably won't be renewed for the DRM content, so therefore you're not going to be able to play it. Lovely. If you still happen to be one of those five people out there with a Zune Music Pass, well, that's going to be converted over to Groove Music Pass now. Now, of course, diehard Microsoft fans will always consider the Zune misunderstood and underappreciated. But for most people out there, the Zune was just crap. you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Get on over to the website at BritishTechNetwork.com to check out all the great BTN shows. Get subscribed to them over there, too, or you can also subscribe through iTunes as well. And hey, while you're at iTunes, you like what we're doing, give us a little review on iTunes. It really helps our rankings a lot. So it would be greatly, greatly appreciated. Thank you so much. Don't forget to follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow with your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show, getting you caught up on the best technology news that'll happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, enjoy your Monday the best you can. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.